I looked at the course materials for this course, and CLEs, you know, they're getting a little pricey. I mean, it costs a good bit of money to rent hotel rooms and, you know, get presenters and put on presentations. And I thought, my gosh, I need to think of some stuff that when this is over, the folks who were there will feel like I got my money's worth. And so, you know, there are 50 different topics mentioned in the paper. And believe it or not, we're not going to be able to cover all 50 in 30 minutes. But I do want to focus your attention on what I think are the four most important, the four that may have you walking away from this saying, you know, I'm glad I was here today. So with that, I have a question. And now I'm going to be asking for show of hands. And I know people hate that. But the only way I get a fairly good read on whether y'all are kind of with me is if you actually participate once in a while. I won't do it often, but I will do it right at the beginning. If you are present physically in this room today, may I see a show of hands? Who's here? Pretty much everybody. That's great. Okay, so I know you're focused. I know you're with me. So here's the first point that I think is really important, and it may end up not only making up for the cost of this entire CLE, but it may save you tens or hundreds or thousands of dollars down the road. You know, when you're sitting in your office or you're down at the courthouse and all of a sudden the, oh my goodness, ethical situation arises. It might be a billing issue. It may be a witness perjury issue during trial. It may be a, you know, it could be just about anything. And the thing about those is you never know when they're going to come up. But when they do, wouldn't it be great if there were some recognized ethics expert who was out there at the other end of a phone waiting for your call?